Well, friends, welcome to Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I'm your Christian podcaster and friend, CA, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Been a lot of craziness going on the last few weeks with this COVID-19 or coronavirus. We just got to continue as Christians and brothers and sisters in Christ and continue to love and pray for one another. I want to read a devotion to you about ask and receive. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, and verse 24, Scripture reminds us, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have more. Someone had once said, before our prayers can mean anything to God, they must first mean something to us. Mindlessly repeating a prayer we memorize in our childhood. I know I've memorized a lot of prayers in my childhood, and I know you guys have as well. And vaguely asking God to bless everyone everywhere, that isn't authentic prayer. You see, friends, prayer is speaking to God about our deepest concerns of our hearts. What is the source of true prayer? It is a heart turned to God. It is a life lived in loving obedience to the Father. Scripture reminds us, the Bible says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive from Him. But we keep His commandments to those things that are pleasing in His sight. Find that in the book of 1 John, chapter 3, and verse 22. You see, God delights in prayers of His children. Prayers that we express our love for Him. Prayers that we share our deepest burdens with Him. Do not pray casually and thoughtlessly, but come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Find that in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Hope for today. God longs to hear for repented sinners. He delights in knowing that His children will trust Him with heartfelt prayers and guided Him by the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Well, let's kick it off with the Matthew West song on Sunday Morning Praise, some mix of some positive uplifting music. We're going through tough times. Let's continue to pray and continue to love one another. Let me give you my 1-800 number, prayer line, call or text 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Matthew West, kick it off. Do something. Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Disgusted me, so I He knows every hurt and every sting. He has brought this up. hands filled with doubt. We dismiss what we can't figure out. Oh my, I don't have to see to believe in it. I know that it's true cause I'm feeling it. I don't need no one to agree with it. There's just too much proof in my life.
Tyrone Wells, Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. On a very chaotic day, we wake up in chaos every day. I just want to share a little something with you. And again, thank you so much for Sunday Morning Praise. We're here to pray for you. Toll free 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. The Morning Brew Christian Podcast prayer and text line or call line. Whatever works out best for you, friends. I know you're discouraged. Excuse me. I know that there's a lot going on in your life and a lot of our lives, and there's a lot of uncertainty, but we know one thing. I know you know, and Al Denson back in like 1980-something came up with a song that you're going to enjoy. Let me encourage you. I, your Christian podcaster and friend CA, knows a love, and Al Denson's going to sing it for us. I Know a Love on Sunday Morning Praise on iHeartRadio. Al Denson, I Know a Love, friends, on Sunday Morning Praise on his album, Reasons. Well, let me read one more devotional to you. This one is called The Uncertainty of Life. The good book of Psalms, chapter 19 and verse 12 reminds us, Scripture reminds us, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. You know, we are not masters of faith, friends. We think we control our lives, but we don't. In an instant, life it can radically change. A car accident, heart attack, a child's raging fever. This COVID-19, of course, going on. Frustrated researchers conquer one deadly virus after another. Of course, this one is really deadly. Only to discover that one more could even be more lethal. But the psalmist pointed to out of our basic dilemma. The length of our days is 70 years or 80. If we have not the strength yet the span, but trouble and sorrow, for they have quickly passed, we will fly away. Read that in the book of Psalms, chapter 90 and verse 10 in the NIV version, or any version you have in your Bible. Even if we live to have a ripe old age, he said, we seldom know peace. You know, no book, friend, is more realistic about the human situation in the Bible. It won't let us get by the friendly platitudes or even unsupported optimism, but it also gives us hope. It tells us that Christ can change lives and that he has prepared a perfect place for us in heaven. So even your next breath is a gift from God. Remember that. Let me stop there. Even your next breath is a gift from God. So please don't take life for granted, but gain a heart of wisdom. Hope for you today. Many people look back in regret and remorse in the years that slipped away from them. I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. Excuse me. But the psalmist says that if a wise person who understands the time is fleeting and expressing gratitude for every breath, amen, amen. Well, I got a little bit of an upbeat song, Gold. Britt and Nicole, kick it off for us on Sunday Morning Praise. A little bit of an uplift. Here we go, Miss Britt and Nicole, Gold. Sticks and stones break your bones. I know what you're feeling.
God's grace. You come into a room you don't even feel worthy to be in, but there's so much love, you know it's home. Crazy. I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold, beside the crystal sea. We heard these angels singing. Thank you.
Amen. And if that don't melt your heart, friends, I don't know what will. Well, I want to do a closeout prayer. Before I do, I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, your Christian podcaster and friend. Through this COVID-19 and this craziness that we're going through, each and every one of us coming together united in prayer. And let's think about our people all across America. Let's think about our front line, our police officers, our definitely our nurses and doctors that are sacrificing their lives. And U.S. military people, too, as they continue to protect our country and battling this as well. It's all across the board, friends. Let's just pray, and let's pray for the discouragement of pastors that are discouraged right now. They would like for their church to be open. You know, church is not just the building. Church is a gathering of believers coming united and just praying. And they're just trying anything they can. And, of course, I'm trying to help any way I can. And just your positiveness, your supportiveness. Tell your friends to like me on the Facebook page, will you? The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Also, real quickly, like me on these networks. Of course, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, Google Play, CastBox. Google search me, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I'm even on YouTube. So have them follow me. Have them like me for free. An alert to come up if I do live podcast. I mean, yeah, we'll be doing that in the future. If I do like the live podcast or if I'm doing live Facebooks, check that notification. It'll let you know when I'm on. And I thank you. And please tell everybody. And in fact, those of y'all that have your Facebook page, say, hey, you need to check in with CA here. It's great. And tell them about the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I want people to know. And it isn't just, I don't want the power and the praise. I want all the power and the praise to go to glory, the glory of God, to go to God. And again, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for tuning in, as always, to Sunday Morning Praise. Let's lead off in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray that you just be with us. Guide us, watch over, protect us. The ones that are sick with this COVID-19, God, I just pray for your anointing touching that you heal them. The ones that are infected, that are in isolation, I pray they be touched and healed. Father, may the virus, through this intercessory prayer, the virus be gone. Virus be gone. We lift it all up to you. We love you. God, we love you so much. The ones that have lost loved ones, they're going through the grieving process. I pray that you just be with them. Oh, God, wrap your loving over and arms around them. And also the ones that are discouraged, my Christian brothers and sisters in Christ, that may be losing hope. Let them know there is hope always through you. And you are right there every step of the mile. We don't have the answers, but we know you do. And we know it's going to come to an end soon. For we ask in your precious name. Amen. Well, you know, I'm not going to play any kind of closing music like I always do, or even the opening music like I did, but I want to remind you, prayer request line, prayer line's always open. Text me, 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, or at Morning's Brew, okay? Anyway, that's what I wanted to tell you. I do want to tell you, remember, have a great day. The sun's going to rise on the other side. I also want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Explanation point dot. Again, this is CA on iHeartRadio. Y'all have a great Sunday, the best you can. And remember, God is God. God is love. God cares. There is hope. Remember that. Cheerlead that in your mind. You get discouraged. I want you to shake the enemy off. Grab scripture. Remember, quote scripture. That will do it. Okay, love you guys. Catch you soon. Have a great day. Bye for now.